Hoesem! Hoesem! Hoesem, Wisconsin!
Ma puko učku, rega!
Oddaja Puko Učkur, oddaja zategnenih pasov in rušenja zidov. Nismo samo tukaj, vzrisena okrog, smo povsod. Ta ponedeljek ob 20. tudi na Radio Študent.
Evropa gre deep. Delovanje Evropskega parlamenta. Oddajo sofinancira Evropski parlament.
Pozdravljeni, dobrodošli v novo edicijo oddaje Puko Učkur. Tokrat smo z vami Jošt, Kamel, Osama, Kadar in Šeker. V tokratnem terminu bo oddaja bo potekala simultano v angleščini in arabščini. Mogoče za začetek, da se vsak udeležencev predstavi, if at first. You introduce yourself. What is your name?
Okay, my name is Ruisi Kamel. I'm from Tunisia. I'm living in Slovenia now 9 years. That's all.
My name is Shaker Bichibani, and I'm from Tunisia. And I'm living in Slovenia 7.5 years.
Well, my name is Kader. And I am from Algeria, and I am living here in Slovenia as immigrant for only 3.5 months.
Yeah, and my name is Osama Lahmaza, and I'm from Algeria as well, and I'm also fresh. I have only 3 months. You can say 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, today we will be talking about Saturday's event, which was organized by Društvo Odnos. And we will also be talking about this event in Arabic. We did some interviews there. If at first, Kamel, you start.
On Saturday it was an event for solidarity organized by Društvo Odnos Institute for Africa Studies and Zavod Stuper, and was financed by Minister of Internal Affairs through the European Fund for Migration. And integration for organized the event this year and the next year, 2017 and 2018, and reporting by Europe, by DILO, and it was 80,000 euro.
Yeah, can you also translate this into Arabic? What was going on?
يوم السبت 17 جوان كانت هناك ايفنت للتعاطف مع اللاجئين كانت منظمة من طرف دروشت ودنوس انستيتيوت فور افريكا ستادي اند مينستر اوف انترنال افير وكانت قد تلقت مساعدة من جمعية المهاجرين and وكذلك سوف تنظم سنة 2017-2018 والتي كانت مداخيل 80,000 يورو.
This protest, this event was there was also a kind of a protest about the restrictive policy of asylum policy of Ministry of Internal Affairs. Many groups came from ROC. There were Ambassada ROC, Second Home, and Working Group for Migrant Women. Many of them had their transparent, such as Jebite nas pozitivno, Tecimo skupaj v varne države, in mogoče še Afghanistan is not a safe country. We also did some interviews, maybe Kamel, if you...
About the interviews?
Yeah, tell first in Arabic what groups were also present.
activists from ROG, Ambassador ROG, and Second Home, and working group of migrant women.
That is also in Arabic.
Ambassador ROG, and in Arabian is the same.
Okay, then. we move on. On event, we also did interview with predsednik of Društvo Odnos, Franci Jazbec. We will hear it now.
Prvo me zanima kdo organizira današnji dogodak, je društvo, samo društvo Odnos ili
več organizacije?
Več
organizacije, Inštitut za afriške studije, Društvo Odnos pa javni zavod Cene Štuka.
Kako to, da ste se odločili za takšno obliko dogodka?
Mi ves čas delamo pač tudi program pomoč pri integraciji za osebe, ki za begunce, osebe, ki imajo mednarodno zaščito v Republiki Sloveniji. Vemo pač, da je potrebno tudi premikati neke meje na institucionalni, sistemski ravni. Zato ta dogodek, današnji tek, je sam eden od dogodkov v okviru obeležitve pač Svetovnega dneva beguncev, informiranja, pač obveščanja javnosti, v kakem položaju so ti ljudje tukaj. Nič ne praznujemo, samo obeležujemo in opozarjamo. Imeli smo tudi 6 posvetov po celi Sloveniji, zaradi tega, ker so odpori lokalnega prebivalstva. Bili smo v Velenju, Logatcu, Postojni, Kopru, Ljubljani, Mariboru, kjer so prišli vsi predstavniki, tudi inštitucij, lokalnih skupnosti in tako naprej.
How many dira?
Tri.
Tri?
Ne, four. Yes. Tudi ljudje sami, ne, nam, ki delamo z njimi, so nekako so ustvarjali vse te dogodke, hočejo nekaj povedati, prišli so do besede, lahko so izpostavili neke probleme tudi predstavnikom oblasti, predstavnikom inštitucij, ker izzivov težave, ker precej, ne, od nastanitve do uveljavljanja vseh pravic. Ta dogodek današnji je pa, bom rekel, en tak sproščen dogodek vmes med vsemi drugimi. 20. nas čaka še pač ta tradicionalna obeležitev v centru Ljubljane, kjer bomo tudi upozarjali na izzive, težave na tem področju in seveda na pomenu integracije, vključevanja vseh, skupaj gradimo to družbo. In danes pač tečemo vsi skupaj za solidarnost, za vključevanje, za prijateljstvo in seveda za odpiranje meja v glavah, v mentalu, zato da bomo bolj odprti za sprejemanje vseh ljudi.
Mogoče, kakšno je vaše mnenje o slovenskem azilnem sistemu in načinu podeljevanja in mednarodne zaščite?
Azilni sistem v Sloveniji je restriktiven toliko, kot je restriktivna politika in praksa Evropske unije. In Slovenija pač temu ves čas sledi. Mi si prizadevamo za to, da bi se kot sem rekel prej, odprle meje v glavah najprej in potem tudi tako, da bomo pripravljeni, da bomo tudi kot družba pripravljeni sprejeti več ljudi, da bo tudi več ljudi dobilo status. Moram reči, da v zadnjih letih, dolga leta že spremljam to situacijo, vendarle je v lanskem letu bilo podeljenih, mislim, da 176 statusov, kar je veliko večja številka, kot je bilo v prejšnjih letih.
Veste, letos, koliko je bilo prošen?
Prošen, zdaj pa ne vem točno to.
1300 jih je bilo.
Ja.
Zanima me, kako se vam zdi dejstvo, da je slovenska država obravnava Afganistan kot varno državo in družinam izdaja negativne odločbe?
To je vprašanje na prvem mestu za odločevalce na ministrstvu. Mi smo tudi sami bili sopodpisniki pobude za preučitev pač te politike do afganistanskih in smo svoje mnenje povedali, tako kot druge civilno-družbene organizacije. Mislim, da je bil pripravljen že tudi odgovor ministrstva. To bo treba preučiti in se seveda in se seveda z argumenti postaviti naprej. Ne. Afganistan je, je država, ki, je še vedno, ki še vedno ni varna, ne. In kolikor pa sem seznanjen, pa vsako prošnjo individualno obravnavajo in dejansko zdaj nekateri mladoletniki dobivajo pozitivne statuse, mnogo ljudi je pa zavrnjenih in to ni v redu, kajti, kajti vračanje v, v tako državo je seveda riskantno in, in nevarno.
Še tole me zanima, kako to, da dogodek financira Ministrstvo za notranje zadeve?
Ja, lejte, dogodek je v bistvu sofinanciran s strani Evropskega sklada za azil, migracije in vključevanje in delno Ministrstva za notranje zadeve. To je edini sklad Ministrstva za notranje zadeve upravlja, je edini upravljalec tega sklada v Republiki Sloveniji in mi kot organizacije, ki že dolgo leta delujemo na tem, na tem področju, tudi na, na področju pomoči v azilnem domu, potem v zunaj, ko ljudje že dobijo status, smo, smo nekako odvisni od teh sredstev, kar je velik problem tudi za nas. In upam, da bo zdaj, tudi ko je vladni urad za oskrbo in integracijo migrantov prevzel, da bo povzel, po, povezal tudi vse resorje in da bodo seveda sredstva tudi, ne vem, tudi z področja sociale se nekako zbirala, zbirala in se usmerjala v, v podporo tem ljudem vključevanju.
As we said, the event was financed by Ministry of Internal Affairs through the European Fund for Asylum, Migration and Integration. By reporting of newspaper Delo, the groups, the organizers got 80,000 euros for organizing this event for from 2016 to 2018. As Franci Jazvez told us in interview, the event was to show solidarity with refugees and also inform people. In this respect, the Društvo Odnos also organized debates around Slovenia. Can you translate, please, this?
كما قلنا هذا الحدث كان ممول من طرف وزارة الداخلية عن طريق الهيئة العليا للمهاجرين. كما جاء في التصريح أنه هذه كانت قيمتها 80 ألف يورو تمتد على سنة 2016-2018 وكما قال السيد فرانسي أزبيتس قال أنه هذا الحدث هو لمساندة المهاجرين ولمساندة المهاجرين
Well, it is true that Slovenia gave more positive decisions in 2016 than before. But actually the numbers are funny. Comparing to Austria, only in Graz city, there are like 3,000 asylum seekers, but in Slovenia in 2016 only around 1,300 asylum seekers applied for international protection. And there were like only 175 positive decisions.
Can you also tell this in Arabic?
Okay, yeah. إنها لمن الحقيقة أن سلوفينيا أعطت قرارات إيجابية في عام 2016 أكثر من قبل ولكن رقم مثير للسخرية نوعا ما فمثلا إذا قارناها مع النمسا فقط في مدينة غراس هناك 3000 لاجئ لكن في سلوفينيا في 2016 كان هناك 1300 لاجئ الذين طلبوا الحماية الدولية وكان هناك فقط 175 قرارات إيجابية
Okay, our NGOs only take care of refugees with status, that is people who has gotten international protection. But many people are still left without any help and they are living on the streets. So many of them found help more in organization from ROG who works with migrants. Okay, I will say this also in Arabic. منظمة الانجيو تهتم إلا باللاجئين الذين تحصلوا على الإقامة وهم الناس الذين تحصلوا على الحماية الدولية ولكن الكثير من الناس يزالون لا يزالون بلا مساعدة وهم يعيشون في الشوارع والكثير منهم وجدوا المساعدة من قبل منظمات مثل منظمة روغ التي تعمل مع المهاجرين.
On the event, we also did an interview with three Iranian people who all got negative. Let's listen to it.
What kind of language? Only Farsi you speak, or what kind
Farsi,
of language?
Yes, yes, Farsi.
What kind of language you speak?
Chimche Ali.
How many kilometers? Koliko kilometrov ste tek?
Ah, koliko kilometrov? Šest kilometrov. Šest kilometrov, ja.
Jedo,
bude šest kilometrov. Šest kilometrov, ja. Šest kilometrov, ja.
Šest
mišeči? Šest kilometrov.
Šest kilometrov?
Šest kilometrov, ja.
Šest kilometrov.
Koliko časa ste zdaj v Sloveniji?
Ena leta in pol, stanujem.
Kje vas stanujete?
Azim Nedum.
Vič?
Vič.
Status še nimate? Status se še... Azil? Yes or no? Are you still waiting?
Pozitiv ali negativ?
Negativ da bim, negativ. Ne vem zakaj, ne vem zakaj za moji družini negativ. Ja sem kristijan. U Iranu za mene je zelo, zelo problem. Ne vem zakaj. U Sloveniji za mene je negativ. Za mene je držini negativ. Ne vem. Ena leta in pol stanujem. Moje deva fanta sinova slovensko je zelo, zelo dobro.
Se tukaj z družino?
Držino, ja. Ja, držino. Deva sinova imam.
Žena?
In žena, ja, tudi, tudi žena, ja.
Imaš otrok tukaj v Sloveniji?
Kaj?
A imaš otrok tukaj v Sloveniji?
Ja, ja, deva sinova. Deva sinova, ja.
Aha.
Ena sinova je 14 let, drugi sinova 12 let. Vsak dan gre v šolo.
Slovensko
šolo? Ja, zelo mi ošeč mi je iz slovensko. Zelo ošič mi je jezik.
Kaj pa tvoje otroka, ima to pozitiv ali negativ?
Negativ, za oce negativ, ja. Ne vem, zakaj oce negativ.
Zakaj?
Ne vem.
Kaj si ti misliš, za kaj je to negativ za Afganistan ljudi?
Iran.
Iran.
No, Iran.
Iran.
Ah, Iran.
Prihajam Iran.
Iran, Isto Afganistan mata samo negativ, negativ.
Yeah, all people take negative.
All people. Osel ljudi negative, ne vem se.
How many person?
Aha. Çanta im. I don't know.
Koja tu Azil? Osel?
Azil. Azil. Azil.
Estonia. All people,
yeah.
Drožini plus Sameski. 15,
16. To je samo Irani 16 ljudi, ali...
Ne, ose, Irani, Afgani, ose ljudi.
Aha, ose.
All 16. Country, all country, yeah.
Aha.
Just take one family, one year ago, one family take the positive.
Yeah. It's only one family.
Only one family.
Where they're from?
She's Iranian.
Iranian.
Yeah.
This is the only family they got positive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think just one family. Marjan fakat girefte diye.
Aha. If some in our derjini negative.
Positive.
How do you think about Slovenia? It's hard.
میگه چه احساسی داری در مورد اسلوونیا؟
اسلوونیا دوبرو. می زلو اوشش می زال لیودیه لیودیه زلو پریازنی
زلابوز عزیز
زلابوز زلو زلابوز عزیل زلو زلابو
not good
زلو زلابو
not anything all people have a problem
how much money you get monthly in
18 euro for months
18
euro
awesome nice
yeah
awesome nice
18 18.
Awesome nice.
Awesome nice. Yeah, awesome za ina misses ina za ina shlovek.
18 euro.
Tako ona je odamte hrana isto, ali brez hrana to...
Hrana ni dobro, ni.
What do they tell you when you don't get money each month? Why? Why did
they... I don't know. One month give me 18 euro, one month didn't give me. Now two months didn't give me money.
2 months?
Yeah. I didn't give me
for like 30
36? 36 euro. This.
Yeah, it's... didn't give me. I don't know why.
They say nothing.
Nothing.
Did you ask them for?
Yeah, I asked. I don't know. Tell me, I don't know. Maybe next week, maybe next week. Every other month give me money.
But you are getting food every day.
Yeah, but I need money. I can't take one t-shirt. I can't take. Didn't give me fruit. I need fruit. But didn't give me my fruit. I think everything, but I can't buy. Just give me food, but not good food. I can't eat. Really?
But it's old food, fresh food you're getting.
Fresh food, but not good. I can't.
Yeah, what kind of food you get in Asia? So,
just
example, like
all time, give me potato and meat.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the best food.
Potatoes,
yeah.
Usaydan korompir. Do zero do gusho asta.
For the end, Kader will read the statement from Second Home, which was released on the on this event.
Okay. So, devoted to World Refugee Day celebrated by the Ministry of the Interior, 17th and 20th of June 2017, Ljubljana, Slovenia. One feels bitterness upon reading the words from the Ministry of the Interior, inviting the concerned public to celebrate the World Refugee Day and show up solidarity, even help. United Nations World Refugee Day is observed on the 20th of June each year. So this event honors the courage, strength, and determination of women, men, and children who are forced to flee their homeland under the threat of persecution, conflict, and violence. Does it really honors in Slovenia? So this statement is not opposing celebration itself. It just aims to make visible the hypocrisy produced from the side of the Slovenian government on a daily basis. Logic goes this way. The public of Slovenia, women, men, and children who are forced to flee their homeland under the threat of persecution, conflict, and violence, are kindly invited by the government and the service sector, which largely consists of non-profit and non-governmental organizations, to celebrate the day. The majority, between brackets, no fear to say majority, of asylum seekers present at the event will receive of or have already been rejected the right to become a refugee with status. In the past, present, and future, most of them will run away and seek asylum in another country. Slovenia is a transit country. Historically, Slovenia is watchdog historically. Let's remind ourselves again of statistics from 1995 till 2017, including first 3 months of current year. Almost 20,000 people asked for asylum in Slovenia, but the government approved only 600 applications, including asylum applications within the relocation program from last year, 2016. Afghans are rejected in 99% of cases. If you are a minor from Afghanistan, you could be lucky with a subsidiary protection for 1, 2, or 3 years. In June 2017, many families and men from Afghanistan, Iran, Kurdistan, and North Africa received negative answers and became deprived from help. Therefore, some of them were forced to leave the country immediately. Some of them will appeal, but most of them will become citizens of Limbo, a country of rightless and paperless people of Europe. It is outrageous to watch and work with the people who are losing hope in their eyes. This is a rage growing in us. Accept people, asylum for all and everyone. Open the borders. Second home activities.
Can you also read it in Arabic?
Yeah. مكرسة لليوم العالمي للاجئين احتفل بها من قبل وزارة الداخلية 17 و 20 جوان 2017 لوبيانا سلوفينيا. شعور مرير في حين قراءة هذه الكلمات من قبل وزارة الداخلية التي دعت الشعب المعني للاحتفال باليوم العالمي للاجئين وإظهار تضامن والأمل واتحاد الشعوب لهذا اليوم والتي هي ملاحظة في 20 جوان من كل سنة. هذا الحدث يخلق الشجاعة والقوة والعزيمة للمرأة والرجل والأطفال الذين هم مجبرون للشعور بالبعد عن بلدانهم تحت تهديد الاضطهاد الصراع والعنف. هل هذا حقا يشرفنا؟ هل هذا حقا يشرف سلوفينيا؟ إن هذا التصريح هو ليس في حد ذاته حدث معارضة، إنه يهدف فقط لفضح النفاق المنتج من طرف الحكومة السلوفينية. المنطق يكون على هذا السياق: الشعب السلوفيني، نساء، رجال وأطفال الذين هم مجبرون على ترك بلادهم تحت التهديد بالاضطهاد الصراع والعنف مثلما قلنا مسبقا، النتيجة عن طرف الحكومة السلوفينية والتي تتكون من حكومة غير ساعية للربح. أغلبية الساعيين والباحثين عن اللجوء الحاضرون في هذا الحدث والذين استقبلوا الرفض لكي يكونوا لاجئين بكل الحقوق في الماضي الحاضر والمستقبل، معظمهم سيهربون بعيدا ويسعون وراء اللجوء في بلد آخر. سلوفينيا هي مجرد بلد عبور. تاريخيا سلوفينيا هي كحارس ضد اللاجئين. لنذكر أنفسنا مجددا من الأحصائيات من عام 1995 إلى عام 2017، بالإضافة إلى ثلاث أشهر الأولى من هذا العام الحالي، تقريبا 20,000 شخص طلب اللجوء في سلوفينيا، ولكن الحكومة وافقت فقط على 600 شخص والتي تتضمن تطبيق اللجوء، من ضمنها برنامج إعادة توطين من سنة 2016. الأفغانيون مرفوضون بنسبة 99% من كل الحالات، فمثلا إذا كنت قاصرا من أفغانستان يمكن أن تكون محظوظا بالحماية المؤقتة لمدة سنة أو اثنين أو ثلاثة. في جوان 2017 العديد من العائلات والرجال من أفغانستان، إيران، كردستان وشمال إفريقيا تحصلوا على أجوبة سلبية وأصبحوا فقيدين للأمل، بالإضافة إلى ذلك البعض منهم كانوا مجبورون على مغادرة البلاد فورا، أما البعض فسوف يستأنفون الحكم ولكن معظمهم سيصبحون مواطنين محايدين. بلاد بلا حقوق ولا أوراق يا شعب أوروبا. إنه من المخل الحياء مشاهدة أو العمل مع هذا الشعب الفاقد للأمل بالنسبة لهم. هذا الكره والغضب ينمو فينا. اقبلوا الناس، اللجوء للكل، افتحوا الحدود.
Thank you for listening us. I wish to thank you again, and now follows the emission Temna Zvezda. Hvala in na svidenje. Anything you can.
Si vidimo. Thank you.
See you next so much.
Mapuko Utsko Rega!
Oddaja Puko Učkur. Oddaja zategnenih pasov in rušenja zidov. Nismo samo tukaj, ozrise na okrog, smo povsod. Ta ponedeljek ob 20. tudi na Radio Študent. Evropa gre deep. Delovanje Evropskega parlamenta. Oddajo sofinancira Evropski parlament.